And what would you call one that's even smaller than a creek?
Stream-like.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
I know what that is, but I can't remember. Kind of like Everglades or something like that. Or they have another name you call it.
Prairie, savanna, marsh?
Yeah, marsh is mostly.
Oh, okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
And what do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Ham gravy.
What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and long snout?
Well, swamp, these regular swamp hogs, where they,
okay.
they're really dangerous too, they call them boars or something, I don't know what they call them, but I know I've heard, they say they really are dangerous though.
Mm-hmm.
They will attack you.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
A fundus.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
White lightning.
Okay.
I guess.
What do you call
moonshine.
Whiskey?
Moonshine or something like that.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toys.
Okay. Now this next section is going to deal with word patterns. And you know that some words show a change in time. Like, for instance, I would say, I see you now. But yesterday I would say, I saw you. And so, you know, the word goes from see to saw. And, for instance, if we were going to use the word sing, you would say, has that song ever been?
Song.
Okay. And then you might say, I what the song yesterday.
I heard that.
Well, using the word sing, the
oh.
verb sing. I what the song yesterday.
You did what? You.
Okay. We're going to use the verb sing. And if I said that I what the song yesterday. If I was going to sing the song,
oh,
then, you know, I what it yesterday.
You sung the song
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Okay. Okay. We're just going to, you know, work with.
I really don't
understand that
what
yet.
You're getting at.
Okay, well. Let's see, if I said, like, we go to church every Sunday, and then I'd go, we went to church last Sunday, and we have gone to church every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The verb is, you know, changing in
mm-hmm.
relation to the time when
mm-hmm.
it took place. So if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been... what yet?
Been higher today.
Okay. using the word buy,
oh,
though, we're going to use the word buy, buying. Like, we were talking about buying groceries,
mm-hmm.
and you would ask me, have the groceries been...
bought.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, I what the groceries yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Using the word buy.
You bought the groceries yesterday.
Okay, fine.